Well, Dawn Blythe is New Zealand Nurses Organisation's National Student Unit co-chair, says employing more graduate nurses and achieving pay parity for primary care nurses are the critical steps if Labor's serious about retaining nurses, strengthening the workforce and improving patient care across our country. Dawn Blythe is our guest on today's program. Thank you, Dawn, for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Morena.
Kia ora. I'm sorry to leave you on hold there for a few moments more than I anticipated. Dawn, tēnā koe. Thank
you. That's okay.
Dawn, obviously many graduate nurses complete their training but struggle to find permanent jobs. What barriers are preventing them from entering the workforce and how widespread is the problem, Dawn?
So it's across the whole motu. We've got statistics, recent graduates in our mid-year intake, only 44% of new graduates receive jobs. After that, those new graduates then go into a talent pool and wait. The barriers we're facing are financial. The local hospitals can only employ graduates to budgeted vacancies, which then leaves gaps on the floor because they haven't got the money to fund whether it be a new graduate or an experienced nurse.
Yeah, frustrating. And those numbers are confronting. You argue that primary care nurses need pay parity with Te Whatu Ora nurses. How's the current pay gap affecting recruitment, retention, and indeed the ability of GP clinics to meet patient demand, Dawn?
Well, I just recently finished a placement in our community, and it's a vital, vital piece of our community is to have that frontline GP nursing. Our GPs are struggling with just being able to keep up with appointments. You know, we had one day where there was over 200 appointments being made in one day. So you look at that, you've then got the nurses working hard. But we know that even in rural areas, nurses are leaving community practices and going to hospitals because they want the better pay.
Yeah, so we just can't keep them here, and you can understand why people would bail out and look for greener pastures. Our country continuing to lose, you know, quality nurses to overseas. What are the graduates and experienced nurses telling you about why they're leaving? What would convince them to stay, Dawn?
If they can get a job and afford to stay here in New Zealand. I've got friends in my current cohort who we're graduating in November, and they're already applying overseas to Australia because the lifestyle is better, their potential income earnings are better, and their chances of getting a job are far higher. So when you've got a huge debt of a student loan, at least minimum $30,000, you need a job to pay that off.
It can be very overbearing, can't it? When you've finished your study, okay, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, want to hit the ward and do your best by people, because people don't get into nursing because the pay packets are super fat. They just want to feel that their work is purposeful. This sort of almost, I suppose, the sword of Damocles hanging across you, you come out with 30,000, some will have 70 grand because they've taken... Yep. Other aspects of support during their study time. How tough is that? You know, graduation day, you walk out into the sun, you get your cap and your gown, you become a nurse, and then realise, holy heck, I've got this damn bill hanging across my head. It must be pretty unnerving for many who graduate and sort of can understand why people are looking at ads out of the Sydney Morning Herald, eh?
Well, 100%. You know, as you said, we go into it for a reason. We go in to help people. And that's what took me to nursing, is to help people in their hardest times, their darkest days. And if I could shed a little bit of light in their dark days, then that means I'm doing my job. And, you know, you sit there and you go, okay, we've done this degree for 3 years. We've got minimum $30,000 debt. And then to have to wait anywhere 6 months, a year before we can get a job, that's huge. So then people go, okay, so now I've studied, I haven't worked, I'm fresh, as you say, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, fresh, ready to go into it. If I'm not getting a job for 6 months or a year, then that knowledge that I've had starts to wean off because it's not fresh in your mind, right?
Well, Dawn, our next guest is Chris Hipkins. Labor have promised that there will be jobs for all graduates, which is encouraging, I guess. Are there any points you'd like me to raise with Chris off the back of our conversation, Dawn?
We would love if this comes to fruition because it's going to mean so much to nurses and to our public of New Zealand to have the staff on the floor to help treat them. But also just remembering that students are doing it tough and that paid placement or placement poverty that we hear of a lot is real.
Tēnā koe.
You know, it's not just the financial.
Well, thanks very much. I'm sure Chris is listening in and he's thinking to himself, well, if you want some change, vote red. That's your call, though, Dawn Blythe. You might have a listen in at some stage to his kōrero. Mihiana kakwe, all the best to you, Dawn. Dawn's the National Student Unit co-chair for the New Zealand Nurses Organisation. She, like many others, have trained hard because they want to make a difference in our health sector, which, as we know, is under tremendous pressure. But many just can't find the work when they graduate, and sadly, bolstering the Aussie economy rather than our own, and upping the skill level in the Aussie health workforce rather than our own. All the best to you with your journey as well, Dawn. Thanks so much, keep focused, keep solid. We'll get there in the end, I hope.
Kia ora, thank you.
Thank you, Dawn. A te mare te whanau, kia ora wātewi, o koutou i marakitangi, o koutou whakarunga, i ara i ara.